Right. Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Ru, you normally come in past Victoria Park Racecourse, don't you? What
I
was
did.
Happening there this morning?
Well, when I got there, I got diverted at the Britannia roundabout,
yeah,
which made things a little bit easier. But the lineup was out of Vic Park, up to Britannia, up Fullerton Road, and it was endless. So it looked like it was heading towards Greenhill Road.
Now, this is for the testing site.
24-hour testing site at Vic Park, so I don't know how far it goes. It could go wherever. It could go forever up Fulham Road.
We've heard rumours people have been queuing for 8 hours, so we're actually going to head down there shortly and find out. 8 hours sitting there.
Oh, just non-stop from yesterday.
Geez, I hope you take a packed lunch. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
8 hours.
Well, that's what happened in Sydney, wasn't it? And everywhere else, Mildura, we've seen sites up there. So everyone's trying to do the right thing. It's a good thing that they're getting tested, and there's a heap of sites around now too, which is... not good.
Hey, you know the inconsistencies we talk about around the world with this terrible situation. What about the UK? So again, on the weekend, on Sunday, I think it was, 50,000 new cases in one day. And Boris Johnson's having UK Freedom Day. He's opening up all the restrictions. He's saying, nah, let's go for it. Just get out there, have fun. Remember, there were 140,000 people at the Grand Prix over the weekend, the Silverstone Grand Prix. So, and he's in lockdown himself. He's actually not going that well.
I've been pinged. I've been asked to self-isolate by the test, trace and isolate system.
Boris Johnson agrees to 10 days isolation at his country mansion after contact with his COVID-positive health minister. Initially, he'd planned to sidestep isolation.
But I really do urge everybody to stick with the program.
And if I get asked to isolate, Ru, I will do it at my country mansion.
They've got that phone app that we tried to get, but no one signed up enough for it. So it's obviously working over there. But
yeah.
I spoke to a lady last week that had come back from America. She'd been over there for a couple of months. She was in quarantine in Sydney.
Yeah.
She said everyone's going about their lives normally over in America. So fully vaccinated over there, over 70% or whatever, people are getting out and about, doing whatever, living normal lives. And if they get COVID, it's like catching the flu for us a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because you don't get it as bad with the vaccine. Now, I know people will be listening now and going off their rocker that don't believe in vaccines or whatever. Look, I'm just saying what is happening over there. And it sounds like they're doing the same in the UK.
Yep.
Whether or not that ends up in a heap of deaths or not, I've got no idea. Yeah. But seems like a lot of cases, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tell us about the removalists.
Well, not the removalists that come via Tailem Bend and McLaren Vale. There's another set of removalists that went through regional New South Wales. And the bad thing about this, A, they knew they had the virus and continued to travel through regional New South Wales, which, I don't know, that very much annoys me. Well, anyway, their mum was found dead in her apartment. She's only 57.
Wow.
Well, how old are you?
57.
Exactly. So she's
been... I don't look it.
No, she's been knocked over by COVID, the fifth death in this outbreak.
Incredible.
Yeah. Strange, isn't it, to die in your own apartment?
Yep.
You can't ring an ambulance or get help well before then, but that's what's happened over there in New South Wales.
All right, just finally, remember this great scene in Crocodile Dundee?
Knife. That's a knife.
I feel the same thing's happening right now in our space race. What's happened is Jeff Bezos...
Amazon, the
race of the billionaires to get into space. What's happened is we know last week Virgin took off and Richard Branson with a whole heap of people went into space. I've come out and said, you didn't go to space. He fell 11K short.
How spewing would he be?
So they've come back.
I told you not to turn around yet.
They did a U-turn. They did a Yui, 11K short. So he didn't actually officially get into space. So Bezos today says, I'm going to space. So there you go, the billionaires.
Who did land on the moon first?
Yeah.
Who took the first steps? How do they know with Richard that he didn't get... Because GPS go that far?
Yeah, that's right, GPS, yeah.
So
there you go.
The funny stuff.
So Bezos takes off today.
No egos over there.
None at all.
None. Zero.
Ru, you came through the Britannia roundabout. You were diverted. There are people everywhere at Victoria Park at the testing station. Channel 7 Sunrise reporter Amanda Backman's down there. Amanda, explain exactly what's going on. Good morning, by the way. Explain everything that's happening down there.
Good morning. Well, it is extraordinary down here. The longest line I have ever seen at this testing clinic. Of course, it is 24 hours. But the line stretches all the way down to Britannia Roundabout. From the roundabout, it goes down to the corner of Fullerton and Greenhill Roads, and then all the way up Greenhill Roads. We're hearing some reports it's as far as Goodwood Road.
About
5 kilometres. And I went and I spoke to a family that was sitting in the line. They had been waiting since 10 past 10 last night. They still hadn't made it to the boom gate to get into the actual testing clinic. And I felt so sorry for them. It was mum, dad, and a couple of kids in the back seat.
Strange, isn't it? I mean, most of these exposure sites are out north. Is there not a testing station in the northern suburbs, Amanda?
There are testing stations. In fact, there are plenty of testing stations all over the city, but I think the beauty of this one is that it is 24 hours. And I guess what this line shows is that people are listening. They're paying attention. So SA Health overnight has released a raft of more exposure sites or potential exposure sites. Most of them are in the northeastern suburbs. So Golden Grove, Green Acres, St Agnes, Manopara, and they range from banks, supermarkets, a chemist, a bottle shop. The family I spoke to had been in the vicinity of one of the shopping centres and just felt that it was the right thing to do to get tested. And I suspect that that's the same for a lot of people here. They're just trying to do the right thing.
Well, better off being that way than the other way. Otherwise, it'll be a nightmare. So thanks, Amanda.
Yeah. Amanda, just before you go, so we're talking 8.5 hours wait time for that particular family.
That's right. And there are some stories that I've heard secondhand of people perhaps waiting as long as 10 hours. But I think if you're going to come to Victoria Park, you have to know that it's going to be a very, very long wait.
Yeah, Amanda, thanks so much. Channel 7 Sunrise reporter Amanda Backman.
You need to take an esky full of food, drinks, and put the radio on Triple M.
If only the races were still on at Victoria Park, we'd have something to watch. Eh? Earlier this morning, we crossed down to Victoria Park. Channel 7 Sunrise reporter Amanda Backman's down there. Now, she told us that some people had waited 8 or even up to 10 hours in the queue. It was 5Ks long. Let's see what's happening now. Let's get an update. Amanda, has it changed down there at all?
Well, I have just left Victoria Park, and when I left, the line was snaking up towards about the old Queen Victoria Hospital. So certainly a lot shorter than it had been. But I also spoke to more people who'd been waiting in cars. Most of them were pretty okay about waiting for such a long time. They had either been notified by SA Health that they needed to be there, or they just felt it was the right thing to do because they'd been near an exposure spot. And essentially, they were all praising the SA Health staff, saying, look, they're just doing a job. We're trying to do the right thing to protect the community. There was only one person that I spoke to who wasn't happy about waiting for a long time, but felt that they really had no choice because, you know, it was open for 24 hours.
Yep.
Important question. Where do they go to the toilet if they're going to wait that long?
There are bathrooms there at Vic Park. And so we did see a few people with their masks on taking a quick run across to the loo. Other people, like there was one gent we spoke to who had zero supplies with him, said he was busting for a wee. Because, of course, you can really only leave your car and go to the loo if there's someone else in
your
car.
I'll leave the 12-year-old in there, that's right.
He was on his own, and he said he had no snacks, no water, nothing. And he'd been there for since about 11 o'clock last night. But other people had their snacks, and they had a few people in the car and had bathroom breaks as required.
Take your snacks and a wee jug.
Amanda, in a pandemic, Roo will ask the hard questions.
Exactly.
Right?
Very tricky questions.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks a lot, Amanda. Well done.
No worries.
There you go. Channel 7 Sunrise reporter Amanda Backman.
Triple M. Get out your Zimmer frames, chuck on a cardi, comb your hair over and crank up the tranny.
The grumpy guy story's starting to come into focus a little bit here.
On Ruined Dits, it's time for grumpy old men.
Introduce the team, Roo. Who we got this morning?
Pratty, the old farmer. Reedy, the old footy operations manager from the Crows. And Franz, the publican. Boys, Ditz has got a question for you this morning about rising house prices.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, with everything we're hearing, again, Roo, there was one over the weekend at Seacliff, over $300,000 above reserve.
$1 million houses in Seton.
Yeah, we're reading that people can't rent because rents are going through the roof. Is it time to put a lid on it? You know, sometimes we hear where governments will come out or the Reserve Bank will say we're going to, lift interest rates or we'll freeze interest rates. Pratty, is it time as a country we did something about it, or do we just let it run out of control and prices keep going through the roof?
I'd have to say no. You can't have governments interfering we'd love to see some artificial downward pressure, I'm sure. I mean, interest rates are at historic lows. But I fear for 30-year-old people with a $800,000 mortgage or higher,
yep,
to pay it off. And home ownership just seems beyond a lot of people in 2021 going forward.
Franz, what do you think?
You know, we all like low interest rates, but, I mean, there's consequences either way. There's consequences for higher interest rates and lower interest rates. I think everyone's entitled to have an asset and get the best price they can.
Yep.
I'm not sure government... I mean, obviously, I just stopped the stimulus packages towards this area. I mean, builders are going really well, and there's sectors of the economy, COVID, that are going really well, and they're one of them. And good luck to the people that sell. But remember, the seller has to buy too, assuming they have to buy. So, I mean, it probably negates whatever gain you're making, unless you're really downsizing.
Mm. If I throw this to you, Reedy, I mean, do you think, is there a concern with our next generation here?
I think there will be, Ditch, and you can bet at some stage interest rates will go up again. So when that happens, that compounds the problem. But there's no doubt that our younger generation are going to struggle in the long run because the market will just be too hot for them.
Mm. What else is irking you at the moment, Reedy?
Well, mine's more of a question, guys, and you guys sort of pretty well know most things. I just question, is the health department that our Premier keeps referring to, that he takes his advice from, is that the same health department that can't get the hospitals right and stuffs up everything else? So, just an interesting question for you guys to find out for me.
Yeah, all right.
Anything irking you, friends?
Well, look, I went to a 21st plus one on Saturday night, and it was just immensely disappointing. I felt for the kids, no dancing, couldn't sing happy birthday.
You'd break your rule for that, wouldn't you?
Okay, well, of course we did. But anyway, that's another story. I just think it's time everyone gets on board. I mean, let's knock it out. Let's get vaccinated. Let's start moving forward because at the moment, there's people that are sailing yachts and there's some people in canoes and there's some people that are just swimming and there's some people drowning. And I think that's the problem at the moment. There's winners and big losers and we need to get it all under control. So everyone, get into it.
Praddy, have you got a thought for the day?
A bit of parenting and society who blame the police and authority for everything. I'm just saying to them, you've had 18 years to train your child not to steal, stab, shoot, steal cars, attack other people. The cops didn't fail you. The parents failed.
I get your point. All right, grumpy old man.
Thanks, man.
Hang in there, boys.
See you, boys.
Thanks for your time.
The grumpy old man. We'll talk to them next week.
What's happening over there in Tokyo at the moment? Yeah. We said yesterday that they don't want the athletes having sex over there in Tokyo.
Hanky-panky.
Usually very much a part of winning a medal and then, you know, catching up with people from other countries, but
They've cut them back with the prophylactics, haven't they?
They have, from 450,000.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what that meant.
You did say, we got prophylactic. Franger. Yeah, Franger. That's a French letter. Actually, but you're not alone. I heard these two little kids playing the other day. And I heard one said to the other, I found this lubricated prophylactic on the front veranda. And the other kid said, what's a veranda?
That was me.
Yeah. anyway, they've cut them back to just 14, which means you can have one a day, I reckon.
And we said yesterday that the beds are made out of cardboard and they can't handle a real aggressive cuddle. Anyway, bit of fake news happening.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake. Fake news.
Now, that's an Irish gymnast there. He's not having an aggressive cuddle there. He's jumping on the bed, although it did sound like he was...
But if you see the video of him, he's built like a leprechaun. Yeah, he's not the biggest bloke I've ever seen.
No, he's not big. He's not big, but he's jumping on it. So, bit of fake news there.
Triple M's ruined dits for breakfast are doing Fast 35.
Little Nicky can't eat at the moment because he's got a rare stomach cancer. Why don't we not eat for 35 hours? How about that, Lisa? What if we did that and try and made 35 grand?
That's just so amazing.
Ruined dits, Fast 35.
We were very touched last week, Roo, when we got to meet Lisa over the phone, her and her husband James. I've got four little boys, but Nikki's the four-year-old, and he's got a rare form of stomach cancer.
Yep.
And that's what this is all about. And we've appealed to our friends, our listeners, and businesses listening to see if they can donate $1,000, and we're going to raise $35,000, which is what the Fast 35 is all about. And we've been inundated. Our listeners and our friends at Triple M are just amazing.
We're on track to make it. We've still got a bit to go to get there. We've got a couple of people on the line now who are going to help us, hopefully. Scott from 12 Inches and Singles Records. G'day, Scott.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Very good. Thanks, mate. Do you want to donate a grand?
Yeah, already done it, mate.
Already done?
Thank you. Now, tell us about 12 Inches and Singles Records. Where are you?
We're in the back streets of Wingfield, 32 Wingfield Road in Wingfield.
Okay, so obviously just albums from over the decades. I presume there's a lot of swapping and sort of secondhand type stuff going on?
Most of our stuff's secondhand. We started in November. We've had a lot of support from the people of Adelaide, like massive amount.
Yeah.
And so we're sort of up to about the 8,000, 9,000 albums in stock.
Really?
Yeah.
And so where are you in the back streets of Wingfield?
Yeah.
That's a strange place for a record shop, isn't it?
You know what? I reckon it's worked better than being on the main road for us.
Has it
good
really?
On you.
Yeah.
Now, well, here's a question without notice. What would be the rarest album or something that's really special or unique that you've got, do you think?
Oh, well, we've got a first press Nirvana Bleach album at the moment.
Have you?
Oh, how much?
Probably about 400.
Okay. 400.
Do you know Iron Hayden? Has he come in there and done a bit of business with you?
No, but we do have a shrine room dedicated to Iron Maiden.
Well,
you've
I reckon
got to get him
he'll
out
want to come
there.
And see it. He's been buying heaps of records because this is a big thing now, obviously, isn't it? The LPs are making a comeback, but Iron Maiden loves his vinyl, so no doubt he'll come down and see
it. Museum. It'll be a museum for him, that record.
Oh, you'll never get rid of him. You know that, don't you? Yeah. I'm not joking.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, thanks so much, mate. Well done.
No, my pleasure. Absolutely.
There you go. So check it out online, down at Wingfield, 12 Inches and Singles Records. Now, one of our regulars.
I'm just looking, at Scott's Facebook page here, and I think he's doing the fast as well.
Oh, good on you, Scott. Oh, well done. Thank
good.
You.
Good on you, Scott.
I don't mind a bit of food, but whatever.
Yeah, well, don't worry. We're all in that
and
category.
And just a reminder, too, where we keep mentioning, we've got companies here ringing up donating $1,000, but if you want to donate, you know, $20, $50, $100, you know, you can because we're doing this fast. So
just go to triplem.com.au. Yeah. It's pretty straightforward from there. Let's go to Henley Beach, down to the Ray White franchise. Roxanne's on the line.
Hi, guys. G'day,
Roxanne.
On this morning.
One of our regulars. How are you, Roxanne?
Yeah, good, thanks. I've got a bit of a different hat on this morning.
Yeah.
I'm bringing on behalf of the business that I work for, Anthony and Cheryl Fay, the owners of Ray White Henley Beach.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're pretty family orientated business, and a number of the staff have got young kids.
Yep.
So of course, Anthony and Cheryl, very generous people, have offered to donate $1,000.
Fantastic, Roxanne. Thank you. How many people work down there at the Ray White at Henley Beach?
Oh, geez, I think there's probably about, let me quickly do a quick calculation, about 10 of us, something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Where is your office at Henley Beach?
We're right across from the back of Henley Square Foodland, near the cop shop, near the pub where all the power was out on the weekend.
So that'd be Military Road.
Yes, correct. Yeah. 206A Military Road, Henley Beach.
Brilliant.
Next to the Rams Gate.
Yeah, next to the Rams Gate.
Yeah, it's very handy sometimes.
Yeah. Roxanne, thank you. We love it when you ring in, and especially this phone call. So to Anthony and Cheryl and everyone at Ray White, Henley Beach, thanks so much. Brilliant stuff. We're on our way, Roo. We're getting there.
We sure are. We're over halfway, I think, are we? About there?
Yep. So much happening in the world of COVID, Roo. You were spotted out at Waverley yesterday.
I got my first COVID jab yesterday, the Pfizer shot.
How did you go?
Honestly, it is the skinniest needle I have ever had in my life.
Hurt.
And what?
Yeah, really hurt.
You have to be joking.
No, I'm serious. Yeah.
It hurt.
It did.
I didn't even know I'd had it. I'm not joking. It is the skinniest needle I've had. And I've had like thousands of needles probably.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to worry about pain-wise.
My nurse was on her pee plates, I think.
You were probably all tensed up.
Anyway, are you crooked? Do you feel okay?
No, I'm fine. Absolutely fine. No dramas at all.
Yep.
They keep you there for 15 minutes in your little bay. Very well organised.
It is.
Straight in. Very friendly people. They were flat out, but they just pumped you through and all good.
And interesting to point out again, which Mel, the button pusher, found for us, that if you try to get your jab and they say, oh, you got a 2-month wait, just check every morning,
yep,
because that's what you did, didn't you?
Yeah,
so there are cancellations.
Yep.
And every day there are quite a few spots come available.
And they've got a heap more Pfizer coming into Australia at the moment. So, jab up if you want to get the jab.
All right. Roo, on the line, our Premier, Stephen Marshall. Premier, good morning. We've just had breaking news, a fourth new case overnight.
Yeah, look, it's not fantastic news to wake up to this morning, but I suppose the slightly comforting news is that this was a close contact. It wasn't another random person out with the massive testing that was done overnight. This was a person that was already in quarantine. They're a close contact. What we're now doing is working with the Communicable Diseases Control Branch to identify exactly when this person would have been infectious, where they were at that time. And then, of course, we'll work through and make sure that we can contact all of the people that could have possibly come into contact with them, that new exposure sites, and then put them into quarantine as well. It's going to be a pretty tough 24, 48 hours. I'm very hopeful that we've got onto this very early. We can stop it dead in its tracks because we just know how transmissible this is. You can see that in New South Wales. You can see it in Victoria at the moment.
How confident are you that you have got a ring around this at this stage, or can you not be confident?
Look, we just can't say. It's too early. The first we heard about this was about 2:30 in the morning, Monday morning, so yesterday morning, so 2:30 a.m. The team has worked extraordinarily hard right around the clock. We've got some extraordinary health professionals in South Australia. They're doing everything they can. They're working 24/7. We've got one chance to basically chase down every person that could have come into contact with this infection, get them into quarantine, get them tested, and try and stop it dead in its tracks. And that's exactly what we're doing. And I've got to say a massive thank you to the people of South Australia. It's quite clear to me they don't want lockdowns in South Australia. They don't want this sort of extended situation that we see in other states at the moment. So they're lining up, and they're sometimes waiting hours and hours and hours to get tested. And for that, I'm just extraordinarily grateful. We'll be opening up additional sites for testing today. We're massively flexing up our capacity with those sites. But I think we'll have a record for yesterday. I think it will be a record. We'll know about 7:30 this morning. But I spoke to Dr. Tom Dodd. He heads up SA Pathology. He's still saying that they're turning around those samples in around 12 hours at the moment. And we've got a capacity to do 18,000 tests per day at the moment. So we've got some great health professionals in South Australia, but we're in a battle at the moment against this disease, and we've got to just go as quickly as we possibly can now.
Yep, fantastic. Just a little bit of confusion over a couple of things, if I can ask. We just had a caller about wearing masks. He's a retail outlet saying that he was told had to wear masks. Then his HR department said, no, don't worry about wearing masks. And the other one is, what do you deem to be essential?
Yeah, look, there's a long list of essential retail outlets which are on the website, but they are, you know, broadly things like, you know, your doctors, your banks, your opticians and optometrists, pharmacies, of course, all of the wholesale and retail food, beverages, newspapers, fuel stations are going to be open. That sort of business. What we're not looking for people is to go in browsing for a new outfit for next winter's sort of soiree. This is a time when, if you think about what we're trying to do, Dits, we're trying to reduce mobility because you simply don't know if somebody standing next to you at the moment has got this disease. So we're saying to people, look, just for the next couple of days, please restrict movement, because the last thing we want to be doing is creating additional infections over the next couple of days. We've already got infections. We've got 4 confirmed cases in South Australia. What we want to do is to now stop it dead in its tracks. And if everybody's out walking around, going shopping, meeting up with friends, you're just increasing the likelihood of continuing the transmission, and that's what we don't want.
Premier, the 81-year-old from Argentina, quarantined for 2 weeks in Sydney. So did he get out of the quarantine, get in a taxi, get to the airport, get on a flight, get to Adelaide? Did he catch it between walking out of the hotel quarantine door somewhere between there and Adelaide? Is that how you best understand it?
It's a really hard one, Roo. We're not 100% sure. Sometimes the incubation period is longer than 14 days, but you're right. He was in Argentina. He came back to Australia with his daughter. He was vaccinated. He had a single dose of the vaccine over in Argentina. He did 14 days in hotel quarantine. So we don't know whether he had it in Argentina with a long incubation period. We don't know whether he caught it in the hotel quarantine situation in Sydney. He then had a fall over there and he went into the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital for 10 days. So we don't know whether he caught it in that hospital. It's just difficult to say. But what we do know is that he is a COVID case. He came back to Adelaide on the 8th of July. And then, as I said, on Sunday, he went to the Modbury Hospital. He had his test. We got that result back 2:30 a.m. And then we've been basically working frantically to get every single last lead into quarantine, tested, locked down as quickly as we possibly can.
What would happen today to make you go into full lockdown? What would have to happen?
I don't like talking about my worst nightmare, but my worst nightmare probably would be if we today with the SA Pathology just had a number of other clusters developing, you know, right across the state. That would really worry us quite considerably. Oh. But at this stage, we haven't seen that. And there was, as I said, a huge amount of testing yesterday. People in South Australia know that we've got one shot at this. They look at that list of exposure sites. They're already working out whether they were there or they've come into contact with somebody that was there. They're going and getting themselves tested. South Australians don't want an extended lockdown.
No.
And I think that they're going to be cooperating. We've already seen people wearing masks on public transport, QR code check-ins going through the roof. We've got one shot at this, and I just think working together, like we have right since day one in South Australia, we will get on top of this.
Premier, you've got a big day ahead. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. The Premier of South Australia, Stephen Marshall.
Cross your fingers and toes.
Three.
Yeah, the new restrictions, what does it mean to you? Do you agree with them, or are you in this big queue? We'd like to hear from you as well.
Let's go to Windvale. G'day, Brandon. What would you like to say?
Yeah, lads, went down to Victoria Park about 9:30 last night. Queue was too long, so turn around, came home, went down there again 3:30 this morning, down to Green Hill Road. Too long again, came home, had something to eat, and came up to the Modbury Clinic at about 5:30, and I'm about to get tested now. So
the queue's obviously a lot better at Modbury.
It looks pretty long now, but when I got here, I think I was about 7 or 8 cars back from the front of the line.
All right, thanks, Brandon. That's handy to know. I just wonder, Roo, I got tested going back a few months, and I went to a place at Mile End, and there was one other car there. I was the only person, and then one other car, just basically
what
as I was leaving.
What did you have to get tested for?
Because I was commentating AFL, and it was a requirement at the time for me to enter the Port Footy Club. Remember we did that game on a Saturday morning, Port and the Crows played at Alberton Oval?
Right.
Because we were entering the AFL inner sanctum, we had to get tested. So I'm just wondering, are there other places around town? I don't even know. Is Victoria Park the only option? Well, obviously not. Brandon went to Modbury.
Yep. 133353 if you want to have your say, give us a buzz.
With the inconsistencies, Greeny from the Oakbank Hotel Roo has just texted in. He's saying, so I have to sit at the bar and drink my beer.
Well, you can't even do that.
So you can't do that now?
You can't drink inside the pub.
So it's all got to be
outside.
Okay, well, there you go, Greeny, we're confused. He's saying he's going to Bunnings today as well.
You can go to Bunnings.
You can go to Bunnings, but you can't have a beer in the pub.
You can't even drink or eat indoors in a pub or play gaming. That's just about to break soon. No gaming in pubs.
No gaming as well.
Yep.
So how, if I went to the Armour today, how do I get a beer
to
drink it outside?
Well, we're discussing as we do a radio show whether we open today or not, but we're going to open in the beer garden and just serve us from the kitchen and that'll be it.
Okay.
You can have food and drink in your beer garden.
Yeah, but outdoor. How do I get my drink?
Table service, I think.
Oh, right. All right. Still finding
all
out
all the decisions everyone's making on the run as info comes to hand.
All right. Breaking news, Roo, and it's not good. We've got one more confirmed case from overnight. So another one. That's up to 4 now.
But it is a close contact of the case we know. So they're on top of it as we speak. So that's at least sort of good news. Now, we just spoke before about we don't know where these testing sites are. There's one at Firle, which is on Glenburn Road. That's a drive-through at Clinpath. There's one at Blair Athol, drive-through Clinpath on May North Road. There's one at Elizabeth at Gould Road. That's at Clinpath as well. Is that that's a drive-through as well, isn't it, Mel?
Yep.
Hampstead at Hampstead Road. So there's plenty of other sites. Let's make sure we spread it out and don't waste your time if you don't have to. Let's go to Dublin. Darryl, what would you like to say?
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, thanks, Darryl.
I drive a truck around Adelaide Airport, and there's also one down there just opposite the Audi.
Yep.
So yeah, that's a drive-through one as well.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And the lineup there yesterday was only very minimum. I'm not sure about today. I could probably give you an update on that a bit later on, but it wouldn't be about 11 or 12 o'clock. So
thanks, Darryl.
Good on you, Darryl.
If anyone's down there, they might be able to ring you and let you know how it's going.
Yeah, good on you, Darryl.
That's handy to know. Mile End, you've got a drive-through at James Congdon Drive, which is the one I went to a few months ago, and it was very, very good.
Beautiful.
Shane at Harndorf. Hello, Shane.
Yeah, g'day, Roy. I'm in the lineup at the moment. Been here since 5:30 at Victoria Park, and I reckon maybe moved 500 metres, I reckon.
Right. Since 5 this morning?
Since 5 o'clock this morning, yeah. So.
And why are you having to get tested, Shane?
Snow trip. The kids went on a snow trip, so you might want to tell Filks that some of the kids might not be at school today or miss out on half a day. So.
Ah, up there at Cornerstone College.
Lots of people have come back from the snow and come back early. Let's go to Modbury. G'day, Daniel.
Hey, how you going, fellas? Good. I was just wondering. We've got probably, let's say on an average, we do about 5,000 tests a day.
Yeah.
Or more.
I think we've done a lot more than that, yep.
Yeah, easily. Are all these people going into quarantine and waiting for their results?
Well, they're meant to be. You're meant to get tested and quarantine, yeah.
That's exactly right. So we've got, you know, everyone that's just going on to all these testing. So I'm just putting it forward and hoping that we've got all these people quarantined until they get their results back.
Yep.
Well, it seems to be a bit of an issue that I'm just trying to make sure it's clear.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Daniel.
There's different setups. Some people you're meant to get tested immediately and quarantined for 14 days with your household. Others get tested immediately and quarantined for 14 days. Other people at different sites get tested immediately and again on day 5 and day 13. So make sure you check SA Health website, isn't it, Mel, that you got to go to get your information?
Yeah, sahealth.sa.gov.au.
Let's go to Modbury. G'day, Daniel. What would you like to say?
No, that was Daniel.
Let's go to Chris.
At Cowandilla.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Chris. What would you like to say?
I'm a caterer, takeaway, and I'm completely confused. Like last Thursday, we bought all our stock in for our catering on the weekend and that all got cancelled and that's happened. I don't know whether we're supposed to be wearing masks because I listened to the police commissioner yesterday and he said anything with a roof over your head, you have to wear a mask inside.
Yep.
But I just went past a big franchise in the Hilton Shopping Centre and he said that he got a word from HR and they said they didn't have to wear masks. And I'm completely confused. I don't know where we stand, what we're doing. I've got no idea.
You're not alone, Chris.
If in doubt and you can wear the mask, just wear it, Chris.
Well,
we've got the Premier coming on. We can ask him all of these sorts of questions. Angela works at CleanPath, has rung through to say there are 8 drive-through testing clinics. So if you go onto the website, and I think, Mel, you just put in your postcode, didn't you?
And it
all came
and
up.
And you can also see a full list. You can put in your postcode or you can look at the full list and see where it suits you.
So for people that have been queuing up for 8, 9 or 10 hours at Victoria Park, maybe there are alternatives for people to check around Adelaide Roo. There's a bit of argy-bargy. One of the testing sites in the northern suburbs, a fella has snuck in. He's gone to the front of the queue. And the workers out there, the testers, are saying, no, mate, we're not testing you. Go to the back of the line. Reminds me of being in high school. We used to push into the tuck shop.
Primary school.
Anyway, this fella's saying, because I didn't get to high school. But he's saying, no, I'm not moving. Anyway, there's a standoff.
What?
There's a standoff out there in the northern suburbs. And he's in an electrical van with the name of the company blazoned all over it. So
what's his justification for trying to get to the front?
He's pretending he didn't push in, and they're saying, mate, we saw you. He went through a Bunnings car park and snuck in, and everyone in the line's going, hang on, hey, get to the back of the queue.
Oh, come on, mate.
So the testers are refusing to test him, so that's happening right now.
Not a very bright spark there, is he?
Roo, you know my hard-hitting celebrity goss segment?
Yeah.
You know I've been covering the farmer wants a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it'll finish this week, so you can finally go, thank God he's stopped talking about that. But a couple of things have happened since yesterday's segment. I don't know whether it's because we mentioned it here, but remember I've been talking about Sam, the controversial one, who I said is not a farmer.
That's what they reckon.
And the girls in Sydney have been online saying, oh, I've been out with him. He's got a girlfriend and rah, rah, rah. He's admitted it. It's not his farm.
He admitted it.
He's now said, it's my brother's farm. And he's saying, that's good enough, isn't it? Everyone's going, hang on.
It's not your brother owns a farm and I want a wife.
Correct. Exactly. So he's actually he's going, oh, yeah, but we're sort of in it together. But he is a truck driver.
Where's the credibility in this show?
Know. He's a truck driver in Orange.
You've always said this is not reality TV.
I told you. I smelled a rat. So he's not a farmer. But he sort of says,
his brother's a farmer.
But it's my brother's farm. which, you know, come on. The other thing that's happened is that one of the farmers is from a Victorian town called Orbost,
right,
which don't quite know where that is. But anyway, the people of Orbost are ringing in saying,
"Oh no,
hang on." He said the other night, "Oh, I took the girl to the local pub in Orbost." Everyone's ringing and going, "That's not the Orbost pub." So where's he taking them?
What?
Oh, mate, this has got holes in it, this show all over the
place. What channel is this on?
Channel 7. It's got holes in it everywhere.
It's gone downhill since you left.
I know. But my favourite, I keep telling you about Farmer Rob because he just tells it as it is. I love him. He's the bloke that called in the three ladies the other week and said, "Sorry, but you've all got to go because I don't like any of you." Right? Just pack up and... No, he said, "Oh, you're all nice, but there's no connect. Let's not mess around here. Nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to marry any of you, so just go." Anyway, last night... Now, so I told you that Channel 7's producers called him back in and said, "Excuse me, Robbie, you've got a contract to stay on this show. You can't just get rid of everyone and leave," because he'd clearly had enough. So anyway, they've got the new group in, and last night they all said how much they like him.
"The more time I spend with Rob, the more our connection grows.
The more time I spend with Rob, the more connection I feel for him. You know, I want to go forward and be one of the two women that he chooses."
So all three, there are three left, and they all love him.
What's your mate Rob done?
Right, he looked at one of them and said, "Can you just come to the kitchen for a minute?"
"I've had a lovely week with you, Leah, and, I don't know, I just probably don't know, you know..."
Spit it out.
"If there's that, you know, that real connection there. I'm not going to try and manufacture love. If it's not there, it's not there."
Let's get you back.
There you go. Kiss goodbye. See you later.
Kiss.
See you later. So, yeah, he just tells them. He said...
So what, did he tell them all?
No. But the thing is, though, they're all sitting having a good night, and he just looked at her and said, "Just come to the kitchen for a minute. Help me with the dishes." And I think she said after that, "I'm not doing your dishes. Stick that up your bum," because he just told her to go home. So anyway, I love Farmer Rob. Good point. Now, Sam, our audio man's with us. He's been watching some reality TV as well.
I have. It's in preparation for the new Bachelor season.
When's that start?
I don't know. But you're speaking to Jimmy, the new Bachelor, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
On the show. Yep. So as a good producer, I've done some research. So I watched the promo, and it turns out he's a pilot.
Oh.
Did you know that he's a pilot?
I don't know anything.
I don't know if he's like the pretend farmer. Maybe he's a pretend pilot.
I hope he doesn't pretend
these
to fly.
Fellas just make it up, don't they?
Maybe he flies paper planes. I don't know.
We pretend announcers.
So anyway, I watched the 2-minute promo, which did my head in. But how many times do you think they're going to get a pilot / flying pun into the promo?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take off, you know. Fly away for love.
Yes.
All aboard for the romance.
Oh, no.
So how many, have a guess, how many puns do you think?
Strap yourself in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm go fasten your seatbelts for 11.
11? All right. Yeah, it's a lot.
That's ambitious, right?
Well, you just said six. 7.
All right, let's have a listen. How many puns?
Welcome on board Bachelor Airways Flight 2021.
Your newest bachelor is on the runway to romance. No.
3.
Cleared for takeoff.
Oh, no. 4.
There will be turbulence. So please remain seated and keep your seatbelts fastened as Jimmy flies above the storm and sets a course for true love.
Right.
9.
Talk about flog a dead horse.
They forgot one. Where's the sick bag?
Well, very good, Sammy. Gee, there's a lot of reality TV on at the moment, isn't there?
There is.
The Survivor started, well, I watched it last night. I don't even know if that was the first night or not, but second night, was it? Wangers was on there.
How did Gav go?
He got beaten.
No.
He's in the Brawn team, like up against the Brains, and Wangers got out-wrestled.
No
by
way.
By Brainiac.
Oh, no.
He did.
What?
Wankers did. I text you.
He hasn't been booted off, has he?
No, not yet. But not a good start by Gav. Come on, Wankers.
Beaten by
he's
nerd.
An artist
can't
now.
Take a dive on Survivor.
Hang on. He's no longer the tough sort of footballer anymore.
He's in the
he's an artist.
Team. I know he's an artist.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, good luck, Wankers.
Going back a while now, one of our favourite race callers here in South Australia is Jimmy Jakes. He calls the trots. Remember the day he lost his voice?
Going with the Lalaya Rose on the inside, Cop and Eiffel can't go with them. Then in turn behind those between runners, we own a Tijan on the inside, Lindell Dady, and at the tail in the field, we're looking
come
about
on, Jimmy.
5 or 6 metres to Booberowie Boy.
You can
I
do
think
it,
we're gone here in front, leading the way. It's Lalaya Rose, leads by 2 metres in second placing. No, I don't think I'll get through this.
No. Anyway, he tried. Now, that went right around the world, and Jimmy made a real name for himself.
Yes.
And we he's still going. He's back in the news, and I'll tell you why. Yesterday, well, this story's self-explanatory. They threw to him.
And you have to listen carefully.
Hey, Globe Derby, let's get out nice and early and say a very good afternoon to Jim Jakes.
If I could order a beef schnitzel with
what? What was that
he was ordering his lunch.
They went to him early.
I reckon he was on the phone to Uber Eats because it sounds like he's on the phone.
Uber Eats at Globe Derby.
So they've gone to Jimmy. Yeah, beef schnitzel.
Yeah, put some gravy on there, please, and veggies instead of salad.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I hope he got fed. Ruben, listening to the Weekend Breakfast Show, Loz and Tomo. Loz is with us. Good morning, Loz.
Good morning. Have you really been listening?
I lied. I haven't heard 1 second. Of course I've been listening.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've brought something to the table because I feel like you may be the only people who can help me through this.
Righto.
I've made a rookie mistake. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, she's part of my friendship group, she's been dating this guy on and off for about 2 years, and everyone hates him. He's the worst.
Right.
All she does is she's what we call an ask hole. So
a what?
An ask hole,
which
is when they ask for advice all the time,
yeah,
but they never take any of it. It just goes into the hole.
Yeah.
She's an ask hole.
Yeah, there's a few of those around.
Yeah. So she's been ask holing us for the last 2 years about this bloke. And finally she came to drinks the other night and she said, it's over. It's really over this time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're done. And I, at the beginning of the night, was like, no, I'm not going to tell her what I really think because they're probably going to get back together.
Yeah,
you know
how it is.
But then a drop of drink had been taken and the night went on and I just started to pepper little thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, by the end of the night, let her know.
Thank God you got rid of that idiot.
I was going to town on this guy. Yeah. I mean, I've got a real flair for insults, apparently. Like, it's a gift, if anything.
Any examples of what you hit her with?
I remember calling him a skid mark on society at one point.
Skiddy.
I like it.
Yeah. I said he had the charisma of a piece of corn. Yeah. It was just, you know, a bit of alliteration there. You can see I've passed in copywriting.
So when are they getting married?
Well, June next year, apparently.
Oh, you're joking.
They're back together, stronger than ever, apparently. And she's already planned a drinks night, and I've not been invited.
Right. Well, I think that answers your question right there. You don't need advice from us. You don't have to deal with her again.
No, I'm 30. I'm not making new friends now.
And you
I
don't
need
have
to
buy
on
a new dress or anything if you're not going to the wedding.
I think you're the winner.
You think I'm the winner?
I think you are. Yeah.
But don't you think maybe she's a good person who's been sort of sucked into the vortex?
Well, let me ask you this. Okay. In the future, do you want to socialise with them? Do you want him around your joint for dinner parties and things like that?
Do you want a skid mark on your lounge?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And they'll be left
it's
everywhere.
It's new. All right. So he's gone. He's done.
He's
gone.
Out of your life.
And so is she.
Yeah. All right.
I'll catch up with her every now and then.
But just don't drink and don't tell the truth.
No, more of that. More of that.
More truth.
Because we need more segments.
Done.
35 grand we're trying to raise for the Fast 35 to help young Nicky get some treatment that he needs. He's got stomach cancer, a little four-year-old at Murray Bridge. We're going to do that Wednesday night till Friday morning. No eating for 35 hours. Dits will take some more donations in this hour as well.
Now, yesterday we attempted to take a donation. Well, we sort of did take a donation, but it didn't really go to plan, did it?
No, we were trying to talk to Jenny Hurley. This is what happened.
Good morning, Jenny. Oh, we can't hear you, Jen.
Hello, Jen.
Just get your phone there. We can't hear you.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning,
that's
Jenny.
Better. How are you?
All right.
Oh, we can't hear you there. What, something's happening with the phone, I think. Now, I think we have got Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for getting involved in this. And, Jen, you've got the hotel in Murray Bridge, is that right?
No, I think you've got the wrong Jenny.
Oh, hey, that's why we've been having you
So we got the wrong Jenny. We gave the number, the people who rang Jenny.
Our promotions department, would you believe, got one digit wrong at the end of the phone number, and we've spoken to some Jenny somewhere in Australia.
What's the chances of getting another Jenny? That's what blew my mind. You know I love numbers, so we've got a lad working with us called Tom who's...
So we wanted Jenny Hurley from the Hurley Hotel Group.
That's right.
They own the Arca Bar and Marion and many great hotels in the Alma. They're in
Murray Bridge, heaps of them.
Right.
The Hurley Hotel Group. And he said to Tom, who's smarter than all of us put together, said, Tom, work out the chances of that happening, will you, please? And he said, righto. Jenny's the 95th most popular lady's name.
Is it?
Yeah.
95 on the list.
Yeah, so let's just double it to make it easy. So basically one in a couple of hundred. So 0.005 chance of that happening, getting the number mixed up.
That's
getting
how good
hold
we are.
Of another Jenny.
We can do anything.
Yes.
We can beat the odds, Roo.
Thanks, Jenny Hurley from the Hurley Hotel Group for your $1,000 and we'll have more donations.
Triple M.
Roo and Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Tex.
Difficult time for everybody, Roo, but our two AFL clubs at the moment probably don't know what's about to happen. Tex, good morning. What's the situation
morning,
with
Dits.
Training and what's going on?
Yes, it's a quite a difficult time for everyone in this in Australia at the moment. It's very challenging, but for our line of work, we can't actually train at the moment, but we can gather to have meetings with restrictions around that this morning. So we'll go into the club about 11 o'clock and have some meetings, understanding that with our restrictions, with metres per people per square metre and things like that, and we'll probably find out a little bit more once we get in there.
Well, and hope to be able to train tomorrow. At this stage, the game's now on Saturday in Adelaide against Hawthorn. It was meant to be Sunday in Ballarat against the Western Bulldogs, so... You living life as if you're going to play on Saturday afternoon in Adelaide?
Yeah, we still will prepare like we'll play Saturday because you don't want to not prepare and then you get to Saturday and you're like, oh, we've got a game. So we'll certainly do that. Obviously, the Western Bulldogs game in Ballarat has been changed to a later date and we'll play Hawthorn Saturday with things changing quite regularly with our training schedule.
Do you think there should be a week off for AFL football this week with everything that's going on around the country, Tex, or do you not have an opinion?
You'd think that'd potentially be the logic answer, Roo, to be honest. There's a lot of stuff going on, and by the looks and sound of things, the way sort of things are shaping in New South Wales, they keep getting worse and worse. So you wouldn't be surprised if you woke up tomorrow morning with more cases in South Australia, hoping that that's not the case, but... You wouldn't be surprised.
Tex, let's go back to the weekend. How did you see it?
Quite frustrating for our boys. West Coast are a very quality side, and for us to get better and play consistent footy, we need to address a few areas and not letting teams have a roll on and kick consecutive goals time after time is our challenge as our young group, and we'll review that this morning and hopefully... Over the next 5 weeks, we can resurrect that and play some really consistent footy.
Now, there's no doubt Darcy Fogarty is an AFL footballer. He gets talked about so much. And, Roo, you were asked about it during the commentary as well. You were asked to give an opinion on why he just doesn't cement his place in the side. But, Tex, his best is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he'd be the first person to say that he knows he belongs at AFL level. And for Fogarty, being able to consistently do that from quarter to quarter and week to week. So that's his challenge as a player. And the older guys like myself, Lynchy, that's our role to play with Fog and trying to get him to play consistent footy.
Tommy Duday back, but Nick Murray probably out. Gee, he was lucky he didn't break his back, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, that was quite a sickening blow. Poor Muzz, he's been playing some really good footy and it'd be good to get Dudes back, but not good to lose Big Muzz.
Got a gag for us, Texan?
Well, I'd had a bit of spare time lately, so I recently took a poll. And it came to my attention that 100% of the people in the tent were quite angry when it collapsed.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, and don't put social media videos up of me without asking, please.
Oh, sorry, right?
Was this you starring in the advert yesterday?
Oh, text.
Tell us about it.
Doing something out of Peter Kittle Toyota. And what did you do?
Oh, I was there. I just didn't have to walk off by myself, practice the lines. I nailed it straight away.
Oh, you're one take wonder, Texan. Good work, mate. All right, enjoy.
You're in the Revolution ads together. You're now in the Kittle ads together
as well.
We
have been for years.
You come as a package, you two.
We are. We're a couple of bogan country footballers with mullets.
Unlike you, Ditch, Roo and I both have heads for TV and radio. You've just got a head for radio.
God, if you got mirrors at your joint, I'd get a second opinion on that.
Good work. All right, enjoy the day off, Texan. We'll speak to you later on.
See you, boys.
There it is, Tex Walker. All thanks to Distinctive Homes here on Triple M.
Triple M's Roo and Ditch for breakfast are doing Fast 35.
Little Nicky can't eat at the moment because he's got a rare stomach cancer. Why don't we not eat for 35 hours? How about that, Lisa? What if we did that and try and made 35 grand?
That's just so amazing.
Roo and Ditch, Fast 35.
That's what we're doing. We're not eating from tomorrow night to Friday morning, and it'll be a bit of a grind, but we'll do that for young Nicky, who's only 4 and crook with stomach cancer, and try and support Lisa and James to raise enough money to give him the support he needs.
And the reason being, it was your idea, Rupert. You said that little Nicky can't eat, and for a lot of the time, because of the treatment and because of the stomach cancer, you said, well, we won't eat either.
Yep,
and let's raise some money.
$35,000. We're on the way there, but we need to get a bit more. We got Felicity on the line from Solitaire Volkswagen.
Hello, Felicity.
Oh, no, this is Jenny.
Oh, very funny. Very funny.
Got us there. Good on you.
And you see, and Roo, Felicity knows that I like my tucker too, because Felicity and I often have lunch together, don't we?
And you like a good savvy bee, don't you?
I do. So I'll have to go without for 35 hours. Now, how's everything going at Solitaire Volkswagen?
Very good, thank you. Obviously, we've had things thrown into a little disarray this morning with the lockdown of our showroom, but we're still powering on with service and parts at the moment.
Fantastic.
Good on you.
Now, Felicity, I'm flying the flag. I'm sitting here in my Solitaire shirt and my Solitaire hat as well.
You are?
So I've got everything on.
Love it.
I'm like a model. I really am.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Now, Felicity, so you're going to donate for us?
We are. We're very, very proud to get behind this good cause, and we wish little Nicholas and his family all the best in the fight they've got on their hands.
Good on you. Now, Roo, the good thing is, as you know, Felicity got involved in our last big walk as well. So, Solitaire, Felicity, you always help us out, so we really do appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you. You guys are legends. Good luck on you. With it.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks to everyone at Solitaire Volkswagen. Who else have you got on the line, Roo?
It looks like we're heading to Murdoch Insurance Brokers. G'day, Paul.
Guys, how are you?
Good, Paul. What would you like to donate?
We'd like to donate $1,000 as well. We have a casual day once a month that we all donate to, and generously our directors have topped that up to $1,000.
Fantastic.
To get behind this cause. So.
Now tell us about Murdoch Insurance. Whereabouts are you and what sorts of things do you do?
So we're located in Murray Bridge. We're a local family-owned business.
Oh, nice.
Good on you, Paul.
For over 60 years, and obviously around the Murraylands Hills, Fleurieu and Mallee. So.
Yep. And all sorts of insurance?
We do, yeah. Just a mixture of his car and home, business, farm, life, a bit of everything, really. So.
All right, fantastic. Well, it's great that you've rung in from Murray Bridge, because as you know, the family comes from there. So well done for getting behind and supporting a local family. And thank you once again to Murdoch Insurance Brokers there in Murray Bridge. Good on you, Paul.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
And
thanks,
to all the employees who raised the money as well.
Yep. Yeah. And if anyone else wants to donate money, go to triplem.com.au. You don't have to do $1,000, but if you can, that's great. If you can do $5, whack that in there as well. We appreciate all the money. It's going to a great cause. Ever since we spoke to Lisa Ditz, I've had quite a few text messages from people in Murray Bridge saying they're a fantastic family and they really need the support.
Yeah, beautiful stuff, Roo. They've got 4 boys, so there's Nicky and his 3 brothers as well. So all of them really, really doing it hard at the moment.
What a goal!
Roo and Ditz Overnight Sports.
Roo, the AFL draw is still a moving feast day by day. At this point in time, do you think both of our teams will play here this weekend?
Well, there's a lot to play out, isn't there, with all the testing that's going to happen in Adelaide the next 2 days. But as we speak, they've changed the draw. Hawthorn are now going to play Adelaide in Adelaide on Saturday. Adelaide were meant to play in Ballarat on Sunday, just to refresh you there. Port are still playing on Friday, but they're playing a fraction earlier. That's at 6:40, I think, that game. So at this stage, Collingwood can fly in and play. I mm-hmm. don't know if they can stay here yet. I don't know if they intend to get out. I don't think they can get out in time if they play at 6:40 because you have to get out by 11 p.m.
Right.
So they might be having a little sleepover. I know they've gone into...
So we're looking for billets.
Yep, we're billeting them out again like the old days. But I think they've gone into isolation in Victoria today.
Already, yeah. Okay.
So they
now, let's hope this game goes ahead. For Port Adelaide, some positive news.
I don't think there'll be any crowds, though.
No.
Or very minimal. I'm only guessing there. But.
Zach Butters, Connor Rosie, Xavier Dersma in the frame for selection. Here's assistant coach Nathan Bassett talking about Dersma, who played in the Sandford last weekend.
Really liked his game on the weekend. I thought he's playing more inside. I think he's, you know, his toughness in the contest and his ability to get from one contest to another's, you know, gives him a, you know, gives us a chance for him to make us better as a footy team. So, yeah, Rosie Butters and Dersma wouldn't be bad ins this week, would they?
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be very good, Nathan.
Now, Tex Walker, as far as the Crows are concerned, will join us just after 8 o'clock this morning, so we can talk to him about what happened at the weekend and how selection looks for this weekend's game against the Hawks. Tigers superstar Dustin Martin will spend at least two more days in hospital as he recovers from a season-ending kidney injury. Very nasty stuff indeed.
Yeah, there's no way the Tigers can win with that, Dusty. So there's one down.
All right. They had a good win, though, didn't they? Great win over
they
Brisbane.
Did. Yeah. Very good.
In other sport, Aussie One Day captain Aaron Finch is in doubt for tomorrow morning's series opener against the West Indies. He's got a knee injury. The Tokyo Olympic Village has been hit with another COVID case just days out from the opening ceremony. So there have been three or four already. This time it's a Czech beach volleyball player. So
this is going to be a strange Olympics, isn't it? We're going to chat to Bruce McAvaney later in the week about the feel of it and how it's all going to go. And does it make it better to win a gold medal, Dits, with all the distractions around it, like... Richmond winning the premiership last year with everything they had to go through. I mean, it's got to be weird with no one in the crowd and everything, but good luck, and we're going to make the most of it, I suppose.
Yeah, most definitely.